With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. A federal agency is offering free testing for lead in blood and arsenic in urine for Anaconda residents next weekend. A century of copper smelting left soils in the Anaconda area contaminated with heavy metals, so researchers are asking,
are exposures to arsenic and lead at levels currently that could adversely affect people's health?
That's David Dorian of the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry speaking in July at Anaconda High School when the agency announced plans to initiate the testing. Long-term arsenic exposure in particular can lead to heightened cancer risk. ATSDR previously looked at lead and arsenic levels in Anaconda in 2007. That time, they found negative health effects to be unlikely in the long term and said remediation efforts in the area were working. But a small, peer-reviewed academic study published in late August found that between 2000 and 2015, residents around Butte and Anaconda faced nearly 20% higher death rates from cancer than did all other counties in Montana. However, the study noted remediation efforts at the Superfund sites also likely contributed to a 3-5% reduction in mortality each of those years. The Montana Standard reports the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services took issue with the way the study attained its numbers, claiming cancer rates around Anaconda and Butte are about the same as the rest of the state. Next weekend's testing will provide a snapshot of continued exposure in Anaconda. It will take place from Friday, September 14th through Sunday, September 16th at the Anaconda Community Service Center, and the ATSDR hopes to test as many as 200 community members. A link to information on the study can be found on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.